Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
There's a quiet motel just off Navigation Boulevard in Corpus Christi, Texas, the kind of place most drivers would pass without a second glance. But for those who know the story, that nondescript motel carries the weight of a tragedy that still echoes nearly three decades later. It was once a Days Inn, an ordinary stop for weary travelers, now rebranded as the Knight's Inn. But no new sign or fresh coat of paint could erase what happened in room 158. Or rather, room 150, as it's now called. A subtle change meant to divert curiosity. But as we've learned in our search for the paranormal, the energy of loss doesn't care what number you slap on the door. It was here on March 31st, 1995, that Tejano music icon Selena Quintanilla Perez was fatally shot by the woman she once considered a friend. And ever since that day, strange things have been reported. Faint music drifting through the halls. The scent of roses when none are present. Whispers. Cold spots. Some guests say Selena never truly left. Tonight, we're diving into the history behind the haunting. We'll trace Selena's meteoric rise, the betrayal that led to her death, and the paranormal ripples that seem to have settled around that room. Are these supernatural echoes? Or just the lasting imprint of a life cut tragically short? I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The Knight's Inn in Corpus Christi doesn't exactly scream historical landmark at first glance. Tucked just a short drive from the waterfront and standing in the shadow of the city's more tourist-friendly spots, the motel was once just another unassuming stop for travelers moving through southern Texas. But for those who remember the spring of 1995, the motel, then known as the Days Inn, became the center of a media firestorm, the stage for one of music history's most heartbreaking losses. To understand what happened here, we have to step back, not just to March 31st of that year, but into the world of the woman who would come to symbolize not just a musical movement, but a generation. Selena Quintanilla Perez was born in Lake Jackson, Texas in 1971. From an early age, it was clear she was something special. By nine, she was singing in her family's band, managed by her father, Abraham. The band would start small, local events, weddings, restaurant gigs. But Selena's charm and powerhouse vocals quickly turned her into a regional sensation. Tejano music, a fusion of Mexican, European, and American influences, was male-dominated. Selena, with her voice, her presence, and her infectious smile, changed that. Her fame grew rapidly in the early 90s. Albums like Entre a Mi Mundo and Amor Prohibido soared to the top of the Billboard Latin charts. Her image was everywhere. On radio, in magazines, and on stage in bedazzled bustiers, breaking language and cultural barriers. By 1994, she had won a Grammy. A crossover into the English-language pop market was already in motion. Selena wasn't just a star, she was on the cusp of becoming a global icon. But while Selena was lighting up stages, a storm was building behind the scenes. Enter Yolanda Saldívar. Yolanda was a former nurse from San Antonio who became one of Selena's most dedicated fans. So dedicated, in fact, that she started the official Selena fan club in 1991. With Selena's father's approval, Yolanda expanded her influence, taking on management roles at Selena's boutiques in Corpus Christi in San Antonio. To the outside world, it seemed like a mutually trusting relationship. Yolanda was close to the family. Selena referred to her as a friend. But by early 1995, cracks had formed. The Quintanilla family discovered irregularities in the boutique's financial records. Accusations of embezzlement surfaced. Abraham Quintanilla confronted Yolanda, who denied any wrongdoing. Despite her parents' concerns, Selena, known for her loyalty and compassion, was hesitant to believe Yolanda could be capable of such betrayal. She continued to communicate with her, hoping to retrieve important financial documents. And that brings us to room 158. On the morning of March 31st, 1995, Selena agreed to meet Yolanda at the Days Inn in Corpus Christi. The purpose was simple, collect the paperwork. The two women spoke in the room, but at some point, the conversation turned heated. Yolanda pulled a .38 caliber revolver from her purse and fired a single shot. The bullet entered Selena's back, severing an artery. She fled the room, bleeding profusely, running nearly 400 feet to the lobby, leaving a trail of blood behind her. There, she named her shooter before collapsing. Selena died at 1:05 p.m. at Corpus Christi Memorial Hospital. She was just 23 years old. The tragedy sparked national grief. Fans gathered in vigils. Candlelit photos and flowers filled the streets of Corpus Christi. The news of Selena's murder traveled quickly, from Texas to Mexico to New York. Media vans crowded the hotel parking lot. Room 158 became infamous almost overnight. In the months that followed, the hotel made subtle efforts to distance itself from the notoriety. The Days Inn changed the room number. 158 became 150. Eventually, the property rebranded entirely as the Knights Inn. For many, it seemed like an attempt to erase what happened, but memory, especially traumatic memory, doesn't fade that easily. And for some who stayed at the hotel in the years that followed, the past appeared to bleed into the present. Initial whispers of strange occurrences began to circulate in the late 1990s. Some guests reported hearing faint, rhythmic music in the hallway near room 150. Not loud, not disruptive, but melodic and eerily familiar. Others said they detected the strong scent of roses, even though none were present. The scent would appear and vanish within moments, often outside the room or near the lobby where Selena collapsed. One former desk clerk whose testimony surfaced on a local paranormal forum in the early 2000s described routinely getting requests from visitors wanting to stay in room 150. Some came out of morbid curiosity, others out of respect. A few claimed they simply wanted to feel close to Selena. But what unsettled staff wasn't the visitors. It was what they sometimes left behind. Notes, drawings, even makeshift altars. And with them, more stories. Guests would report sudden chills, electronic devices malfunctioning, lights flickering, or hearing quiet sobs in the night. Nothing overt, nothing headline-worthy, but enough to create a ripple of unease. As these reports gained traction, paranormal investigators took interest. Local ghost hunters who visited the Knights Inn in the early 2000s claimed to capture EVP, electronic voice phenomena, recordings of soft singing, unintelligible murmurs, and a whispered why in Spanish. However, these recordings were never formally verified and were dismissed by skeptics as ambient noise or confirmation bias. And speaking of skeptics, many have weighed in. Psychologists argue that much of what people experience at the Knights Inn may be rooted in suggestion. After all, Selena's story is emotional, deeply tied to cultural memory. Visitors coming to the site already expect something unusual. Our brains are powerful, capable of manifesting sensations, even smells, when under the influence of grief or belief. Combine that with the stress of travel, the odd creak of an old air conditioner, or the hum of a nearby vending machine, and the imagination can fill in the blanks. Some experts suggest that the scent of roses, A common report may stem from cognitive association. Selena was often given roses by fans and threw them into crowds during performances. Fans remembering her may recall that scent through memory alone. Others believe the whole haunting narrative may be fueled by pop culture. In the years since her death, Selena's legacy has only grown. Her music, her biopic starring Jennifer Lopez, and a wave of documentaries have introduced her to new generations. Room 150 isn't just a hotel room anymore. It's part of the legend. Still, the hotel has never officially acknowledged the paranormal claims. Staff are instructed not to comment on the room's history or reports. There's no plaque, no commemoration, no shrine. Just a simple motel room sitting at the edge of the Gulf Coast Highway where a rising star fell. But for some, the story doesn't end with silence. As the years passed, Room 150 at the Knights Inn in Corpus Christi became more than just the scene of a tragedy. For some, it transformed into a space of eerie reverence, where the line between memory and the supernatural seemed to blur. The first real wave of paranormal attention came in the early 2000s. Internet forums dedicated to ghost sightings and haunted places began compiling lists of Texas's most haunted locations. Among cemeteries and abandoned hospitals, the former Days Inn appeared again and again, often described as a quiet hotspot for those attuned to the spiritual. Unlike grandiose legends involving poltergeists or violent apparitions, the stories tied to this place were softer, subtler, and more sorrowful. Multiple visitors began reporting nearly identical experiences, despite never speaking with one another. The most common was music. Guests described soft, almost muffled strains of Tejano music floating through the hallway late at night. Not playing from another room, not from a TV, but just lingering. The songs weren't always identifiable, but a few listeners claimed to recognize pieces of Amor Prohibido or Dreaming of You, Selena's posthumously released English-language single. The sound would vanish if you moved too far from Room 150. Some claimed it seemed to come from nowhere and everywhere all at once. Then came the roses. The scent of roses is one of the more unusual phenomena tied to hauntings, often considered a symbol of a peaceful or benevolent spirit. For those who knew Selena's stage presence, where she often wore floral patterns and was frequently handed bouquets, the smell struck an emotional chord. Hotel guests described opening the door to their room and being overwhelmed with a sudden sweet floral aroma, only for it to dissipate seconds later. One guest in a 2011 blog post that has since circulated widely claimed she woke at 2:13 a.m. to the strong smell of roses and the sound of what she thought was someone humming outside her door. She opened it to find the hallway empty, no footsteps, no air fresheners, nothing. But when she turned around, she found a single white rose placed gently on the foot of her bed. Stories like that can send chills down the spine, but they don't stop there. Some visitors claim to have witnessed brief apparitions, a young woman standing silently at the end of the hallway, long dark hair dressed in white. She never speaks, never approaches, but she vanishes. The moment you blink, one couple reported seeing the figure reflected in the mirror while brushing their teeth, but when they turned around, the room was empty. No signs of forced entry. No one in the hallway. Just their own rising fear. Perhaps the most unnerving accounts come from the lobby itself, the same area where Selena collapsed after the shooting. Staff working night shifts over the years have described the feeling of being watched, especially around 1 a.m., the hour Selena was pronounced dead. A former night manager claimed the lobby phone would occasionally ring with no one on the other end. Static, a click, then silence, always around the same time. When they checked the call logs, the calls appeared to come from Room 150, which on more than one occasion was completely vacant. Paranormal investigators who visited the hotel fall into two camps. Those convinced something is there, and those who believe the stories are a case study in collective suggestion. Those in the first group argue that the subtle nature of the phenomena, auditory traces, lingering scents, fleeting visual experiences, fit within the framework of what's called residual haunting. According to this theory, intense emotional events can imprint themselves on the environment like a psychic scar. Unlike intelligent hauntings, where a spirit actively interacts with the living, residual energy simply replays the trauma or emotion, looping endlessly with no awareness. In this case, the theory suggests that Selena's final moments, her pain, confusion, and desperate attempt to survive, left behind echoes. Echoes that now manifest as fragments of sound, smell, or fleeting visuals tied to her presence. Others have proposed that the haunting may have more dynamic components, perhaps connected not just to Selena, but to the intense devotion of her fans. Could the power of thousands of grieving souls visiting, crying, leaving tokens have spiritually charged the location over time? Could energy and intention fuel a lingering presence? There are darker theories, too. A minority of investigators suggest that the trauma, betrayal, and violence of Selena's death left a wound not just in memory, but in reality. That the sorrow, mixed with betrayal, opened a kind of rift. While most evidence supporting such claims is anecdotal at best, these ideas remain part of the hotel's whispered lore. On the other hand, skeptics, armed with psychology and environmental science, argue that nearly every claim has a rational explanation. The soft music, it could be sound drifting from a nearby car or thin walls allowing audio from another room to carry. The scent of roses, cleaning products, perfumes, or even memory-triggered olfactory hallucinations. That single white rose on the bed, possibly brought in and forgotten by the guest herself, or, if you ask cynics, planted by someone hoping to go viral. As for the figure in the hallway, shadows, light refractions, sleep paralysis. Human brains are notoriously unreliable at night, particularly when primed by emotion, suggestion, or fear. Still, these explanations don't sit well with everyone, especially those who've experienced the phenomena themselves. In 2017, a guest from Laredo wrote in an online review that she stayed at the hotel without knowing the history. After a sleepless night full of unexplained noises and overwhelming sadness, she said she Googled the address and everything made sense. Whether the power of the mind or something more, she left a believer. Even the hotel's silence on the matter has become part of the mystique. Nights Inn doesn't advertise room 150. There's no official mention of Selena, no brochures, no memorials. Yet front desk workers admit the room gets booked regularly by fans. Some come alone, some in groups, some leave flowers, others just stand in silence. And the room is reportedly kept clean, ordinary, neutral colors, standard layout. But for those who walk in knowing the history, the energy changes. The weight of what happened settles into the air, quiet and heavy. It's that feeling, the weight, that keeps the story alive. Because whether or not you believe in ghosts, this place has memory. A legacy built not just on a crime, but on the brilliance of a young woman who meant and still means so much to so many. Room 150 is more than a motel room. For some, it's a place of mourning. For others, a shrine. For the skeptics, a cultural artifact. But for those who hear the music, smell the roses, or feel the silence settle a little too hard on their chest, it's something else entirely. And perhaps that's the real mystery. Some haunted places shout, others whisper. The Knights Inn in Corpus Christi doesn't have flickering chandeliers or phantom footsteps crashing down a hallway. There are no seances or tour guides with EMF detectors. What it does have is silence. And a single moment in history that changed everything. Selena Quintanilla Perez wasn't just a singer, she was a cultural beacon, an icon whose voice bridged gaps between generations, cultures, and languages. Her death didn't just end a career, it ripped something from the soul of the community. And it's that rupture, that collective grief, that may be the most powerful force lingering in Room 150. Now, are the reports real? Could faint music or the scent of roses actually be signs of something supernatural? Maybe, or maybe not. Psychologists will tell you that the mind is easily swayed by suggestion, that when we walk into a space known for tragedy, we're already expecting something. And sometimes, that's enough to conjure it. Paranormal investigators might argue that trauma leaves behind energy, an imprint. And Selena's final moments, filled with confusion, betrayal, and courage, certainly qualify. So maybe it's not about whether she haunts the room, but whether her presence has simply never left us. One thing is certain. There's a story in that room, not just a ghost story, a human story, a cultural story. And every now and then, someone walks into room 150, closes their eyes, and swears they hear her. Just for a moment. Maybe it's the hum of a melody. Maybe it's the echo of memory. Or maybe, just maybe, it's her way of saying she's still here. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at COSI.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All on mine, shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call pound 250 and say keyword CARE. That's CARE to pound 250.